B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. And that's how you get in. You got something to say, hit us up. Leave us a message. And we review all the messages and we assemble a nice little collage what follows.
Here we go, Mike. I haven't said a thing all year about Brett Brown. Last night proves that this guy sucks as a coach and needs to be fired immediately. You're going up against Eric Spoelstra, and who has won two titles, and Jimmy Butler. The rest of the team are no-namers, basically.
You've been on Brett Brown all year. What do you mean you haven't said anything about Brett Brown? Every time he calls about Brett Brown. He's a Brett Brown hater.
He went right from Gabe to Doug to Brett. He called all the time. Come on, man.
Listen, I understand. Every time they lose, this guy doesn't have the clout. He's not loss proof. He doesn't have the clout to get, like, people go, it's just a loss. Every loss, it's, we need a coach. And you got to simmer down a little.
Hanson, really, bro? Hanson. Put Hanson on the bracket. Hanson and music should not be in the same sentence. It's a violation that I just used it in the same sentence, Mikey. Hanson is a no-go.
Rod, put him as the 8th seed. What do you want? If it was the field 64, it'd be a 16th seed.
Watching the end of that Sixers game, Ben Simmons, the ball in his hands, how concerned are you about the Sixers' chance of really accomplishing anything in the postseason? He just doesn't have it.
He actually got to the basket many times last night and scored. Am I concerned about play? Yeah, I am. I am concerned that they're not a complete enough team. The last play, there's no way that he... I don't understand it. He's got to take that ball to the basket.
Passion's been in his back. I know I'm not the only one that saw that Ben Simmons had a step on that defender yesterday when he could have just took it to the hole with no big man guarding the rim. He should have yammed that and said he wants to kick it out to Old Al for a three-point shot.
Not only did he have a step, he had a 6'2 guy guarding him, and the defender peeled off in real time. A real attacker, thinker of the game. That's easy pickings.
4 days after the Washington game, I'm still watching in awe the fastball went through Miles Sanders on the run. There's three guys in the NFL that can make that pass. Rodgers, Mahomes, and Wentz.
Yeah, that's all well and good. Now deliver me a big victory on Sunday, because he's acknowledged it's his biggest game of his career. Maybe he was goaded into it, but at least he didn't shy away from it. Yeah, pretty much it is the biggest game of my career. All right, deal with it.
Maybe you can explain it to me like I'm 3 years old. Why is it that Trey Burke can't get any playing time while Raul Neto is playing 15, 18 minutes a night? I don't get it, Mike. I don't understand it. It doesn't make much sense to me.
To be honest with you, it doesn't make much sense to me either. I don't think that Neto adds a thing to what you're trying to do. And Trey Burke at least can get the ball from one spot to the other, get a little shimmy shake, and can penetrate quicker than Neto. I don't know. I can't explain some of the things. Brett Brown falls in love with certain people, continues to use them. I don't know.
Hey, the Sixers got beat by Miami, and Jimmy Butler didn't even have a good game. What's up with Brett Brown? I mean, when we get to the finals and have to win 4 games out of 7, is he going to adjust better than he did yesterday?
Like I say, every time he loses, He's got it's micromanagement. Look, you're going to lose an NBA game, regular season game. I see why you're upset about last night. I don't know if you can say, okay, because they lost to the Heat last night, the first home game they lost, they're going to fall apart in the playoffs.
Mike, if you watch enough football and basketball, you can always tell the two things that give teams a lot of trouble. With the Eagles, they have trouble with defensive line stunts and delayed blitzes. And with the Sixers, we see first it was the full court press, and now we see it's the zone.
I can't disagree with it. Now, Spoelstra does, he used the zone a lot for the Heat. I guess because they don't have a true big man. I don't know why, but they play zone. They have young, athletic, quick players that can... zones are usually vulnerable to seams, but they can spread out pretty well, so they use it a lot. And the Sixers don't have what it takes to beat a zone, except if you get the ball in the center, which peculiarly they did not do in the middle of that zone. You know, I understand there's 3 seconds. I get that part of it. Flash them. Get them there.
The biggest thing, Mike, for Embiid and Ben Simmons, Mike, these guys are not killers. I mean, Ben, you're 2 feet from the basket on a 6'2" guard. Go up over top of this guy and make him foul you.
Yeah, well, you saw the same thing I did, bro. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later.
All right, so tomorrow's show, Lou Riddick at 3:30. We're giving away a pair of Eagle tickets. And then, at 3 o'clock, Lou Riddick, a pair of Eagle tickets. Also, I'm on First Take tomorrow at 10:30. Stay tuned. The Cuz's Corner is live from Parks coming up next. And then we'll lead you into Flyers Sabres hockey on TV. Stay tuned on NBC Sports Philly for Quick Slants, Flyers pregame show, Flyers hockey. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.